It's Friday, October 28th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. MSPs are here to save the hybrid cloud, Zoom and Google Meet interoperability, and a framework for disruption. This is the Business of Tech. I spotted a piece in CIO Dive entitled, Managed Service Providers Are Here to Save the Hybrid Cloud. It starts with the Tuesday announcement of Calendral Consult, a business aimed at helping enterprises integrate and manage cloud-based and on-prem IT estates. Kindrel itself is the IBM spin-off consulting business. Let's quote the article. Spending on managed services for both cloud and on-prem infrastructure is expected to win a larger share of overall spending in 2023 IT budgets, accounting for 18%, up from 15% this year, according to Spiceworks Ziff Davis's annual survey. The trend is reflected in the number of active partnerships between CSPs and MSPs. In North America alone, AWS currently partners with 50 MSPs, including Accenture, IBM, and Infosys. Google has 36, and Microsoft lists nearly 70. What makes a partnership successful is they've got a cloud, and cloud does a lot of things, said Harish Grama, Kyndryl's global cloud practice leader. But it's also very complex. That complexity shows up in the form of unsuccessful deployments. Nearly one-third of technology decision-makers surveyed in a 2021 Gartner report said their organization had suffered a cloud deployment failure in the last 3 years. Reasons for those failures range from integration problems and poor choice of provider to inaccurate cost estimates and unexpected cost increases. Why do we care? Acknowledging this is an insight into large MSPs, there's still insight. The data continues to say that overall managed services spend looking strong for next year, which is good. That said, think about those unsuccessful deployments. The complexity is why the value of a provider can shine. But one-third of projects failing is not a good success rate. Providers should measure this, be able to position against competition with their success rates, and ideally include specific ROI numbers for customers to measure success against. Those MSP numbers are good to remember, too. When thinking about enterprise-size MSPs, there's a size. There are less than 200 of them. Here's an interoperability story I didn't predict, quoting ZDNet. Google has announced new two-way interoperability between Zoom and Meet for conference rooms, along with the first Meet-certified Android conference appliances, which expands Google's Meet-certified hardware beyond Chrome OS. When interoperability arrives later this year, users of the company's respective conference solutions, Zoom Rooms and Google Meet devices, will be able to communicate seamlessly. Zoom Rooms can join Google Meet meetings, and Google Meet devices can join Zoom meetings. This can be done from a Zoom Room or a Google Meet device calendar at the touch of a button. Why do we care? The reality of business is heterogeneous, so it's encouraging to see these two make their devices work together. Great news for providers. Want to leverage the value of the work layer? Here's one more way. A big thought to go into the weekend. What would dethrone the iPhone? Insider has a great piece on that, and I wanted to highlight a section from the article. Quote, to explain how Apple will fall, I offer a framework for how technology cycles occur, a cycle that is held true for a variety of technical innovations, from refrigeration to audio technologies. Technology shifts over time and goes through five phases. First, multiple companies produce differing technologies that serve the same user need. Second, market forces lead to one standard emerging as non-substitutable infrastructure. Often, it is not the best-of-breed technology that wins market adoption. Third, that standard is attacked by pseudo-challengers who imitate it but do not effectively displace it, as the pseudo-challengers do not offer enough meaningful differentiation or have different flaws than the technology they attempt to displace. But pseudo-challengers often have enough value to survive and coexist alongside the dominant technology. Fourth, the Standard reemerges stronger than before and appears invincible to displacement. And finally, a new and better technology emerges and displaces the existing Standard. iOS is in stage 4. It has achieved dominance and mindshare despite being challenged by the Android operating system and a host of devices from the like of Google and Samsung. To supplant the Apple juggernaut, any new technology that comes to market must meet the following criteria. First, must offer visible and demonstrable value and differentiation that can be directly exploited by end users. One reason the iPhone replaced flip phones was that it had a real browser and touchscreen with a pinch-to-zoom feature, made using the internet feel more like you were on a PC than a cell phone. Second, it must offer economic benefits to a marketplace of vendors. The iPhone offered apps an entirely new market for existing and some new software developers. And third, it must offer clear economic benefits to hardware vendors. If conditions 1 and 2 are met, hardware vendors have strong incentive to build systems to take advantage of the new technology and drive upgrades. Why do we care? This framework for tech disruption is one that's going to rattle around the brain for a bit, and it's something to apply to a lot of other technologies. I offer it for consideration. I'll be pondering it myself. Two live stream events to make you aware of. First, we'll be covering the Acronis CyberFit Summit from Miami, Florida. Two live stream events to catch, November 7th and 8th, each at 7 p.m. Eastern. And from IT Nation, an IT Nation Connect 2022 newscast, that's November 10th at 7:30 Eastern. Catch both live or in the recording. Thanks for listening. Today is National Chocolate Day as well as National Breadstick Day, but let's recognize National First Responders Day, a field we can learn a lot from. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive further into the Uber security CISO ruling, and I'll be back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.